And when we looked at the concept of both convenience and consumerism, it's very clear in looking at the data that they are often just symptoms of a greater underlying problem. And in America, often the underlying problem that leads to so many horrendous manifestations in our finances and lives is one of scarcity. Now, people talk about scarcity in terms of personal finance often as a mindset or way of perceiving money, and that's true, and we'll talk about it. But I think it's important to take a step back and think about how capitalism as a concept is really founded and built on scarcity. And it should be noted that especially in the context of an economy as rich and productive as ours is, which experiences as high levels of income inequality and poverty as we do, often that scarcity is completely manufactured. We could afford for everyone to be living at a much higher quality of life. We just don't allocate the money that way because it is also built on competition. Everywhere you look in American culture, you see winners and losers. And in the context of a culture that prioritizes competition above all else and leaves so many people without enough, it's totally natural that many of us as a result would develop a kind of scarcity mindset.